Hello again. This is the third and final audio file on periodic trends. We'll be dealing today with the ionic characteristic and metallic characteristic. You should be on slide 17, which talks about what an ion is. An ion is an atom or group of atoms that have a positive negative charge. In essence, they either have more electrons or less electrons than they did as an atom, because atoms have equal number of electrons and protons. Remember that a positive charged ion, which is called a cation, does not have any more protons. It has less electrons, because in general chemistry, all chemistry except nuclear chemistry, protons do not move. The nucleus doesn't change. It's simply the electrons that are moving. And that's why one of the definitions of chemistry is the movement of electrons. So there is a different type of ion besides the cation. It's called an anion. And what has happened here is you have an addition of an electron. So if you go to slide 18, what it shows you is a picture of a metal element, sodium, and it loses its one valence electron to form the cation, sodium ion, Na1+. As an element, it had 11 electrons and 11 neutrons. Excuse me, it had 11 protons. It, when it loses one of the electrons, it now has 10 electrons and still 11 protons. Therefore, its overall charge is a ++1 in its cation. Well, what happens is the valence electron is gone now when you make the ion. So therefore, you are now in a lower energy level where the new outermost electrons, valence electrons, are. So it has to be that the radii of the new material, the ion, has to be smaller than the cation, just by the sheer fact that you remove the valence electron and now you're in a lower energy level. So all cations, their ionic radii is less than the atomic radii, no matter which one you're talking about, as long as the cation. In essence, a metal ion. Go to slide number 19. And you see that now we're talking about non-metal elements. They actually gain an electron, at least in this case one electron, but they gain electrons. And when they gain electrons, they now have one more or more than one electron than if it was an atom. Therefore, it's going to have a negative charge. Well, you just gained an electron. You basically put a negative particle in with a bunch of other negative ion particles. So what will those negative particles do? They'll repel. So when you add in that additional valence electron, the radius or the size of this thing is going to increase. Therefore, it always will be that the anions radii, the ionic radii of an anion, will always be larger than the atom radii, or atom size, always. So the metals, their ions, their cations, are always smaller than the atom. Nonmetals that produce anions will always be larger radii than the atom. Now, if we go to slide number 20, this shows you the relative size change. So group 1, which are all metals, all the atoms lose electrons, form cations that are smaller than the atoms. But what also shows you is that as you go down a group, we lose the same number of electrons. Down a group, your radii will always increase, no matter if it's atomic radii or ionic radii. We'll talk about that in a few seconds. with group 7, which is the non-metal groups, their atoms, radii, is always going to be smaller than its anion, because you're gaining the electrons and they will want to repel. Again, the atomic the ionic radii going down is always going to be increasing. So if we go to slide 21, what we see is as you go down a group, your ionic radii or size is going to increase. Whereas you go across, there's actually two particular parts to the trend, because one half is you're going to deal with metals, and the other half you deal with non-metals. Now, you got to be careful of this trend, and I'll explain it in a minute. Both the trends will be decreasing, okay? So we'll talk about that in a second. So let's get to it. In the next next slide, which is slide 22, down a group, go to the easy one first. Going down a group, the trend for ionic radii is always increasing radii. The reason is because as you go down a group, they're all the ions are the same number of lost electrons. They all, for example, the first column, you always lose one electron. So therefore, you're always going to go back to the same lower energy. You're going to go back and you're going to lose all the valence electrons. So you're going to go back to the next lowest energy level is you're going to be outside energy level. So therefore, since you know that as you're going down, you're just adding energy levels. Well, everybody's going to go back one, so therefore, the trend is going to be the same as the atomic radii. Because as you go down a group, the valence electrons are in higher energy level, further away from nucleus, less Coulombic force. Therefore, the radii is going to be larger. Now, when you go across a period, I don't usually make you know this, because what happens is, as you go through the metals, your ionic radii is decreasing for two reasons. One, because metals in their cations are going to be small, but something that you have to think a little bit about as you go across a period to form your stable cation, as you go across, you're yanking out more valence electrons. So therefore, you have more pull of the nucleus as you go across. So as you get to the last metal that forms the cation, it's going to be the smallest radii, because it's lost the most electrons, therefore the pull is the greatest to the nucleus. But what happens is halfway through, you switch over to non-metals. So what happens is you spike up to the first non-metal, which has a really big atomic radii. Ionic radii. And then from there, you're decreasing, because you're decreasing the number of added valence electrons from 4 to 3 to 2 to 1. Therefore, since you have less valence electrons added, the amount that those valence electrons want to spread out is less, so it's going to decrease. Again, that's usually not a trend I usually ask too much about, because of the whole idea is you have to realize that as you go across, there's different number of valence electrons being added in or pulled out. What I usually ask about is metals, ionic radii versus atomic radii. So for metals, the ionic radii for metals is always less than the atomic radii. And the reason is because you're removing that valence electron, and the next lowest energy level is a lot closer to the nucleus, therefore has higher pull, and the radii is now less. As opposed to non-metals, you're adding in electrons, so your ionic radii is always going to be greater than the atomic radii, because as you add in electrons, your all the electrons will try to repel away from each other because of the electron-electron repulsion in the atom. So it's going to get bigger as opposed to its atomic radii. Okay? Again, the going across is not a trend I usually make people fully understand. And the last slide is we're going to talk about metals. Metals are, and we're just talking about just like a chunk of copper. The type of bonding that goes on in metals are called metallic bonds. They're special bonds. In a chunk of metal, there is no, let's say, copper. There are no copper atoms. Okay? What they are cations, copper cations. Again, cations are the valence electrons removed from the atom. And those valence electrons kind of float around in between the cations to create what they call a sea of free-flowing valence electrons. So let's say aluminum, what you have is you have your Al3 plus cation, and then those three valence electrons are now just kind of floating in between all the aluminum ions. This is different, and in your book, in chapter 7.3, they talk about this. This is different than, let's say, ionic compound where you have a negative ion and a positive ion, and they're linked together by positive and negative charge. You still have the positive negative charge in a metallic bond, but the only thing is the negative charge is free flowing electrons. So much, it's almost like having rocks and like silly putty. The rock and silly putty still hold together as one entity because the positive ions and the negative electrons are attracting to each other. But those valence electrons can kind of move in between the cations when they need to. So that's what gives them their properties. Metals are good electrically conductors because the electricity, which is just free electrons, can go into that sea of free electrons. So the electricity can go through it well. And heating up these electrons is relatively easy. Just give it energy. So they're good conductors of heat. They're also very malleable, which means you can basically hammer them into sheets. Because as you hammer them, there's always that sea of free-flowing electrons around the positive ions, even though when the ions get close together. There's always some valence electrons. And they're ductile, which means you just simply string them out into smaller diameter things. Again, that free-flowing electron C will always be in between the cations, keeping it together. This is not true of nonmetals. Nonmetals don't have that, so they are not malleable, they're more brittle. They're not good conductive electricity, and they're not good heat conductors. Okay? Now, the last thing is the trends. Okay? Metals form cations. Cations allow their valence electrons to go away. In essence, their valence electrons are loosely held. Well, as you know from Coulombic force, where are the elements with the least held electrons? Well, as you go down a group, your valence electrons are less tightly held. So therefore, in general, as you go down the group, the metallic characteristic increases because it takes less and less energy to remove the electron. So it takes less energy to remove the electron to form a cation, and metals form cations. Same thing, as you go across a period, the Coulombic force increases. So to decrease the Coulombic force as you go across a period, you have to go from right to left. So that's where you have a decreasing of Coulombic force. So you would expect that your metals were on the left side of the periodic table and down. And that's true. As you know, with the stairs in the periodic table, the left side of the periodic table are the metals. And that's the reason why. Because in general, they take their valence electrons are less tightly held. It takes less energy for them to remove those valence electrons, creating cations, which is the definition of a metal. Okay, I hope that helps out in those the para trends. Thank you.